I was a music major. Tommy was a music minor. And Jesse did biology.
Oh, you did biology. So that's, how's that working out for you?
Love it.
He's dissecting a frog right now. I don't know if you can hear it.
The van smells awful.
The members of the indie pop trio Jukebox the Ghost met when they were in college. So although bio major Jesse Kristen might not currently be using what he learned in class, attending school certainly wasn't a waste for any of them. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Courtney O'Connell. Jukebox the Ghost recorded their first album, Let Live and Let Ghosts, over just a few days while they were still in school. The album was full of quirky, clever pop songs, and it helped the band earn spots playing with some of their favorites, like Ben Folds and Jenny Owen Youngs. By 2010, the guys had relocated from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia, and they'd scored themselves a deal with Yep Rock Records. So when they went back into the studio to record their second album, Everything Under the Sun, their experience was a little less hurried. That album's out now, but when FUV's Alisa Ali talked with Jukebox the Ghost in Studio A, she wasn't just curious about their current situation.
Yeah, you used to go under the Sunday Mail, right?
We did.
What did that sound like?
It was like us, but worse.
Yeah. No, that's exactly, it's not
hard
even
to imagine.
Oh, stop.
Us even worse.
No, really, like what was different?
Honestly,
about it?
It was, you know, believe it or not, it was more spastic.
We had no filter at that point. And I think our sort of like immature high school thing hadn't quite gotten out of our system. Like we still had like, we would have a song that would be a normal pop song, but then it would have like a Latin jam break in the middle. You know, just like stupid stuff that you don't really do outside of a high school talent show.
Uh-huh.
So it took us a while to shake that off, and by the time we did, we decided to have a new name so that people couldn't find that old music.
You've got your guards and they've got their guns. They're overworked and you've never ever won a thing in your life. I've got my dreams and I've got my sleep. And I've been promised a pill that's gonna keep these visions of an empire at peace. Hey! 'Cause my heart is my keep, and you are threatening me. 'Cause my heart is my keep, and you are threatening me.
You guys share, Tommy and Ben, you share songwriting, lyric writing. Correcto.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And one thing I think that is pretty cool or interesting or noteworthy is that, so Tommy, you wrote Half Crazy, and then Ben, you wrote Schizophrenia.
This is also correcto.
Are you really just one person? Are you sharing one brain? Is that what's happening
here? The more
here?
Time we spend together, the more I think we are merging into the same strange life form. that was a happy accident. We which actually means we are turning into the same person because we didn't decide it. I have no excuse for that. And I think there's no better way to turn into somebody than by living with them in a van, which is pretty much what we do.
Well, it's funny because I do think that as the longer we've been in the band, the more our songwriting styles have moved closer together without even really thinking about it. It used to be a lot easier to tell our songs apart, and now it's getting a little blurry, and that's kind of cool.
Yes, I can, no, I can't. Yes, I can, no, I can't. Yes, I can, no, I can't. Yes, I can, I swear to it. That's just how my brain works. Yes, it is, no, it isn't. Yes, it is, no, it isn't. Yes, it is, no, it isn't. Yes, it is. I know that. I know it sounds absurd, but we first met in the summer of my 22nd.
That's Jukebox the Ghost, live with Schizophrenia. The album is Everything Under the Sun. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.